Now it's up to.
Is that amazing?
I've heard from a couple people already. When you fly back, there's no line, customs, and you get to the carousel, your bag's already off it. It's waiting for you. It's like two people.
Okay. Talk about two brachos that nobody ever said in the last, I don't know how many thousand years, probably, from this week's parsha.
Let me give you a hint. It starts with baruch.
That is true. Tanu rabbanan, haroye. If you see mavrus hayom, if you see where they cross the Yamsuf, mavrus hayarden, where we cross the Yarden, not yet. Mavrus nachle arnon. You know the story with nachle arnon. That the Emori Rashi brings, we're hiding in the in these caves the when Bnei Yisrael are going to go in between the two mountains, right? And they're going to throw things down on them, and then the two mountains smush together, and all the Emorim died, and the blood went into the Be'er, and then the Es and Hav were two Mitzrayim, and they saw that the water was bloody, and they saw that they went to find out what's going on, and they told the Yidin that what had happened, the Nes, and that's when they made the whole Shira Saber. That was a whole big Nes there. Okay, then Avne Al Govish, Bemoyed Beis Chayroin. That was when Yeshua was fighting the Goish Umois when he was entering Eretz Yisrael. So he was chasing them, and all of a sudden stones of hail started falling down on them. And those were, the Gemara says, that when Hashem stopped Makas Barad, there was hailstones suspended, and then they fell down right then. And the Marsha writes there to Stam, he says, because even a doimim wants to do its mitzvah, like you have by the stones wanted to go on the Yaakov's head. So they wanted to do a mitzvah. So Hashem said, oh, well, okay, you'll get your chance. And then they came down then. Fine. Then Evan Shabikish Oig Malach HaBoshen Lizor Kal Yisrael. If you see that stone that he was going to throw on them. The Evan Sheyoshav La Moshe B'Shoshe Yeshua Benun Melchama Ba'amalek. The stone, you know, Vayikhu Evan Vayeshav V'Ishtoi Shaloit. Now we got. If you see the Ishtoi Shaloit. Yeah. Or Chaymas Yerichoi Sheniv Lovim Kaim.
The tour guides tell you, right?
All pointed out. But sure. I read in the one of those halachos for him, because this is Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha. He says we don't really know. We can't rely on Masha Oimrin. He writes there, okay. Al kulan tzarich sheyiten hodo v'shabach lifnei amokim. For all these, you have to say a bracha. So then the Gemara on that says, Ishta shaloit. What's that? What are you talking about? The pasuk, "Va'tabir ishto me'acharav, va'ti nitziv melech." Right when she looked back, she turned into salt. So the Gemara asks, "Bishlam akulu." All the others, I understand. Nisa, we got saved from all these different things across the Yamsuf and so on. Ela ishto shaloit puranusahu. What kind of hatzola? She got punished. So what's the bracha of asanisim? You're saying it's like the Gemara. No, the Amar Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. When you see the Yishtah Shalot, you say Dayan Emes. Frekti Gemara, Vaho Hoidoya Veshevach Katani, but the language of the Brisa was Al Kulon Tzorich Sheyitein Hoidoya Veshevach. So, I mean, doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Tani, learn, you have to change the words in the Brisa a little. Al Loit Veal Yishtah. Right? You have a bracha for Loit, and you have a bracha for Loit's wife. Mevorchim Shtaim, we say two brachas. Al Yishtoi, for his wife, Aymer Baruch Dayana Emes. Valoit, but for Loit, Aymer, you say, Baruch Zoicher Es HaTzadikim. A special Baruch. Baruch Ato Hashem, right? Elkeinu Melech HaOlam Zoicher HaTzadikim. Because Hashem remembered Avraham Avinu, it's based on the pasuk in this week's parsha, right? That it says Vayizkar Elokim es Avraham, what's the next word? Something es light. Bahafoicha Saharim. I don't know though. You have a chumash right there. Beautiful. Shkoyach.
Is a chiyum and somebody to say a baruch atah Hashem?
Yeah.
I mean, Dina Emes, isn't that like somebody in a family?
Oh, so the we're going to get to that. Mishnah Berurah says, Naya Dina Emes. He said, he quotes the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Chaf Hei. He says that if you see like a mukashchin or something, so if it's very mitzar, you say baruch Dina Emes. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. But yes, Shomer, that's if it's a yid that you're mitzar, not if it's a akum. So, Frank the Shartin, why are we getting all dynamis or Ishta Shalit, you know? Who is she anyways? She's a Shinishkin Yid, he writes. She's not a Yisraelist. She's not a Yid.
So why was
she
a Tzadik?
Oh, no, it's Avraham. Avraham. Yeah, it's based on this Pasuk.
That it, she
was not Tzadikus at all. Right, so that's his question, right? That's she was a pretty bad person, if anything. Yeah. So why are we saying dynamis on her? That's his kasha. Okay, we'll get back to the kasha later, but wait, we'll just say the pasuk. You found it? The where it says, here it is. Vayhi b'shaches alikimis arya kikar, vayizkar alikimis Avram. Hashem remembered Avram, vayishalachas loit mitercha afecha. So on that pasuk we say, baruch atah Hashem alkeinu melech ha'olam zeichar tzadikim, thank you, Hashem, for remembering Avraham.
If you see what? You see
Loit? Oh, so the Beis Yosef brings the Lashon of the Rosh and the Tur that say not, that the Braisa wrote, you saw Ishta Shaloit. So it must be that when you see her, you say both. You say Dynamis.
When you go to the Hebra, Morza Machpelah.
But what about the one with light?
Oh. Three steps removed, if you're right there.
Okay, but I mean, the idea is that here it says that Hashem remembered the tzaddik to save his realm. It says this, Vayizkar Elokim es Avraham, by this story, that he remembered Avraham to save light. So for that, for the Vayizkar, so there's a special bracha. And if you open up your Shulchan Aruch, there it is, Simen Reish Yud Ches, Sif Ches. Haroya ishtel shaloi mevorich stein. Aleha oimer baruch atah Hashem. This is the words for word. Baruch atah Hashem elkeinu melech ha'olam dayin ha'emes. Ve'aloit oimer baruch atah Hashem elkeinu melech ha'olam zeichar ha'tzadik. Okay, so it's all the way till Shulchan Aruch. So I'm saying, so I don't think anyone been saying this bracha for a long time already. Okay. But as I state in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch. Now, in the Meiri on Brachas, he writes, not when you see the salt. This is his words. Ro hakikar. He sees the plain, the ground. Shenefchu bo ares doim, where the cities were flipped over there. Veshenitzal misham loit. And that light was saved from Sdoim. Vishanasis boy ishtoi nitziv melach mevorich beis. Then you say those two baruchs. So he has a different mahalach that you don't say it when you see the pillar of salt.
Who's this again?
The Meiri. He says it's when you see the city. There's no city there, whatever, the kikar, where it used to be. So now the kshayla is b'may pligi. Yeah, why do we not go with that? And why does the Rosh not go both ways? Why does he say it's when you see the plane, and he says when the salt? Okay, so first, start with the Meiri. What's wrong with saying that the Peshat is when you see the pillar of salt? Okay, so at first, I thought a very Metzias Dika thing, because I got tipped off from the Radal. The Radal is bothered that in the Rambam, it has all these different things that you make. If you see this, you see this, you see that. And it doesn't have that sif. He skipped that. Skipped the light. So why doesn't he have it? So he wants to say that the Rambam held that we don't have it anymore. So Mamele, he didn't write it. We lost it. And then he found in a book that he was reading. Radal says he read a book that there was an earthquake there or something, and it's gone. You need Ishta Shalot. You need to see the pillar of yeah, or whatever. It's like, yeah, it's not there anymore. That's what he wants to say. So I thought, nope. So after the Meiri thought, of course, it won't be the same thinking, because the Rambam is thinking that in the Gemara's days they did have it, right? But he's not going to write it because it's gone. And the Meiri would be saying that the Gemara didn't have it either, so the Gemara must have meant that you saw the place. You know, it would be predating it a little earlier. That's what I was thinking at first. But then I wasn't too thrilled about saying that. First of all, I just want to mention some Aramukaimis about that. It was around. First of all, if you look in the Targum Yerushalmi, in the Mikrois Gedolos, let's see where I wrote it down here. He says, Beferish. Where did I write it here? Yeah. It says like this. There's a machlekes. Why did she turn around? Stam, this story. What happened? So in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it says the reason she turned around was because they yanked away the two daughters who were only engaged. They slept along with light. But two other ones were married. And they didn't go because they were laughing. So she wanted to see what's going to be with Nebuchadnezzar with her two kids. So that's why she turned around. And in the Targum Yerushalmi, it says she was a Sodomite herself. And her father's place was falling apart. So she wanted to see what's doing. So that's why she turned around. So what happened? V'ho hi kaimo amud de melach ad zman tetesi techia de yechun messiah. Yeah? She's a pillar of salt until techia samesim. So it would seem l'chaira like it's still there. Unless you say, I don't know.
Why
doesn't
mean.
Yeah, maybe it means that she'll still be salt, even by Tchias. I don't know. It doesn't mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to tell you another thing from a Yalkut Shimoini, which is going to be Negat for something else also. I'm just giving you a few Mara Makamis. It says like this in the Yalkut Shimoini Bishach, which is interesting to hear anyway. Oh, by the way, I'll tell you another interesting thing which I found out on the way. What was her name? What was Lloyd's wife's name? So it says in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, her name was Idis. Okay? And in the Yalkut Shimoni, it says her name was Iris.
Iris.
Okay, or Edith. Yeah? Either Iris or Idis. And the Radal says, what would be the Pshat in Iris? Because in the Zohar, he brings, it says that the one who's Mamuneh on people who have Rachmanis on Anim, the Malach's name is Iria. So you have like words like Deshen, ashes, and Dishun, take away the ashes. Like a lot of those words, right? Like Shresh. So the same thing. She Iria is the one who feels bad for the poor, and she was the opposite. She was Iris. She took it away. Okay, anyways, that was her name. So anyways, now I'll tell you over the Yalkut Shimoni here. He starts with Haman. Haman said, Yasu Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amma. Yeah? So he was looking around for a stick, 50 amas long. And he couldn't find it. Loi Motza. So finally he had a kid, Parshan Dosa, yeah, who was a big shot in Kardunya. Kardunya, if you know, is where the Teva landed. Kardoy. Rashi brings it all over. Chitikur Denais. So his son happened to be a big guy over there. So he found for him a stick 50 amos long from the Teva. Yeah, now Zoktiv Yalkut Shimoni. Why was the Teva still around? I don't know how much years make a cheshbon, a long time since then. Sha'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zikaron Lo'olam, Sheyedu Dayreis Olam Shehebi Mabel Olam. Hashem wants people to know that there was a mabul. So he made sure that the teva stayed around. So it was still there. Shekein ksiv, azoy shteit in the Torah, and in Avi. Zecher asa l'niflo oisav. Hashem makes a zikaron for his niflois. V'chein, zok the Yaakov Shimoini, k'she nefchus doim v'amoyro, ksiv atabet ishtoy me'achro, v'ad achshav hi oimedes netziv melach. And the pillar of salt is still there. Ad achshav. Lomo. Why did it stay so long? Zecher also niflois.
So the children should ask.
Right? So they should know about it. So Al Kaponim, at least according to the Yalkut Shimoini and the Targum Yerushalmi, it was around. So it's not so posh just to say it wasn't around. And then, if you want to hear the interesting stuff, I have written over here, in the Tosfos HaSholem al HaTorah, there's a thing called Tosfos HaSholem al HaTorah. So they say from the Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor, he's one of the Rishayim, that he says the Oilam Oimrim, that they still saw it. Okay? And then if you want to hear even more interesting, there's the Seder HaDoiris. You know the Sefer Seder HaDoiris? It goes through all the history. So, yeah, all the way Mamish till like the Achrayim Mamish. So there in Elef HaShlishi, under the year Beis Alofi Mem Zayin, he brings down from the Sefer Glilois Eretz Yisrael that this man says, I was there and I saw it. Okay, so, okay, whatever. So the kids, to say that it's not there isn't the greatest terrors. So what I think the pshat is, what I think is really the pshat in Miri is, what the diuk of the Beis Yosef. You see, from the way the Gemara is talking, that you see the something, which is called Ishta Shalait, and you make both brachas. You make on her and on Loit, right? That she got punished and he got saved. So the Meiri holds that it can't mean when you see the pillar of salt, because the pillar of salt really has to do with her. It has nothing really to do with him. He was already out of Sodom already. So, and it's not just Tom. He doesn't think that makes sense. But yeah, because you remember her. Ah, she was married to Light. That's the point. Must be you saw Sodom, and like the words of the Meiri, Shenefchu boy ari Sodom, nitzal misham Light, and Light was saved from Sodom, and nasis boy ishto nitziv melech, and she became a nitziv melech. You've got to see Sodom. That reminds you of both of them. That's I would think more the reason why he thinks that it's. That you have to see the Sodom itself. Now the question is, okay, so how? What's pshat in the Rosh? The Rosh holds it doesn't work. If you see Sodom, you don't make any bracha. You got to see the salt. So what's a pshat in that? So I believe pshat is based on Tosfos. Tosfos asks a question: how about if you go samach l'Yerushalayim? Should you make Sha'asa Nisim Labiseinu because Sancheirev's army fell over there? Right? That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Sancheirev came up to destroy Yerushalayim with 185,000 generals. And then he finally got there, okay, to make the long story short, and he climbed up on a high thing to see over the wall, to see what he's talking about. He said, oh, this is a joke. I brought all these soldiers here. I could do it with my own hands. I forgot the Lashon easy. So he said, all right, Shane, we're tired today. We'll do it tomorrow. So they all went to sleep right out there, right? And Chizkiyahu was the king then. And he was the one that put the sword in the Beis Medrash. And he made sure that every single person learns, right, from young till old, right, until from Don till Beersheba. And everyone knew Tum and Tara inside out, right? And anyone who leaves the Beis Medrash will be killed with the sword. So Hashem said, okay, I'll take care of him. So he told Gavriel, right? When you go tonight, you have to get your mamuna on making the fruit get ripe. That was Gavriel's job. When he there, take care of them, take care of the army. So he knocked them out and they all were dead. And the next day they woke up, there was nobody. Everyone was dead, all 185,000 people. So Frak Taisvis, how about, except for he left alive Sancheirev, and then Gemara has a machlekes Sancheirev and two kids, or maybe up to around 10 people he left alive from all of them. Then at the end, Sancheir himself, he's davened to Hashem. He said, if you let me go, I'll bring my two kids for a carbon to you. The two kids hurt him. They killed him. So upon him, why don't make a bracha Hashem Sanisim? So Tosfos says in the first pshat, you do. You do. Taki, you should make the bracha on that. Oh, you mean, how could he do that and go and make the Rashi in this week's parsha says he can't.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good China. How could he do? But, oh, no, Rashi says once you're done doing one, then you can go to do the other, right? Because Rashi says the one could then go and the say light, right?
But it just has to be within the same.
Oh, that's because the same thing?
It has to be the same soul.
Ah.
Same soul.
So then it is still good kasha.
Right.
Agavurcha is different.
It's the same thing. It's
the same thing.
It goes good
for the lace. I can do this. I don't know.
His standard job was to make the pears ripe.
Yeah.
That was not a special shlichus. That was a standard.
You mean you can't do any, only a special two things, but a standard plus special. I hear.
Maybe it's on the nesa, the rapid machine to a malach and a muda.
Okay.
But he does many things. That malach does many things.
Who got real? Yeah, well,
he's always matzo. He's always supposed to be matzo.
I hear.
I don't know how the fruit is. It's always
a tile.
I don't know. So that's Tyson's first teretz, and he says, so why didn't it mention it, if it's true? Why did it leave it out? Because that one's pashut. We know where that is. We know where Samach Yerushalayim is, and it didn't have to bother saying it. Second teretz of Tosfos, you don't say a bracha. Now let's see if I wrote the language of Tosfos. Shuv hayanir Rabbeinu Yehuda. He brings from Rabbeinu Yehuda. It's Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid. That's one of the Baal Tosfos. We have him. Kivan she'ein hanes yadua al pi hamokim. Ki hanoch, since the nes of Sancheiv is not known through the place, like those other cases. Ein mevorchin olav. You can't make a bracha on it. Ela oisam shenasim lemanes. Only if it's a personal nes. Okay, what is he saying? So the Mishnah Brura, this gets from Tosfos to the Magen Avraham to the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura explains the Tosfos. Perish. Shebirosenu mabris hayom. Let's say you see the crossing of the Yamsu. Nizkarim anachnu shehamayim elu nitzitzu ligzarim. This water was once cut for Kiyas Yamsuf. V'chein b'yardin. B'mayim gufa. Hoya nes b'mayim gufa. There was a nes. You see the water. Oh, this water was once split. V'chein.
Not the same water. Right?
Yeah, okay. Water. That's called this, I guess. Yeah. This, yeah. This yardin. Yeah, it's good enough to say this very yardin is good enough. V'chein avne al govish. Let's say one of them was, if you see the stones of al govish in the place of Beis Chayrin, which fell down on those goyim, so you see the stones. Yodim anachnu she'elu heim ha'avonim shebohem nasa anis. So we know, these are the stones that killed the goyim in that time. Avo belav hochi, but if you don't have that, kegoyim. Bivoeinu samach l'Yerushalayim. Let's say we come right up in front of Yerushalayim. Shekara sham neis beis melchem esan cheirev sheyotza malach Hashem. V'heim iskola machne ein mevorchim mal kegoyim zeh she'asa nisim. She'ein ha'neis nikker mitoich ha'mokum, because you can't see the thing that did the neis. Perish af agav she'efshar l'chaven ha'mokum shenas ha'neis. Even though we know exactly where it happened, we can say right here is a place where the neis happened. Af al pikein ein ha'neis nikker shaharei loy beguf ho'adom onas ha'neis. The earth didn't do the neis, and you have to see the object that did the neis. That explained it really nice, the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. So that's the pshat of the Mishnah Berurah in the Tosfos. The dover that Mamash did the next. So Memela, I believe that is the reason why we hold you can't make the bracha when you go to the plane, to the kicker over there. Why? Because you don't see any salt, and you don't see any sulfur, and nothing flying down from the Shemaim, right? So you don't see any the thing that did the nace over there. So Memela, it's like Sancheirth. So Memela, that's why we say you can't make any bracha if you go to that kicker. Because you don't see the...
Yes, and you go to that kicker, it is desolate. It is all what used to be green and beautiful, it is now, you look at it.
Is that so? Okay. I have no idea. I was never there. Yeah, it's nothing there?
No.
Where all the cities are? Were?
If what they pointed out to me was Loeb's wife, then there's nothing there.
But the problem is, Migoy, the Chosh and Ahai.
From Yamamelech, that was all right. That was all.
Oh, that had to do with it?
Yeah.
Yamamelech.
They say the whole Yamamelech is with that
whole area.
So the whole area you could see.
I mean, when it comes to regular Shasolini's Makom, you don't have that.
Oh, yeah, so that's true. Not by a person.
Not a person.
Right. He says that. The Tosis said that. Well, right. We'll get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. I hear it. I thought that you're saying you could tell. Thinking. You know, if you could tell, you see salt there. What do you see? It's desolate. It's desolate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's still. What? Yeah, maybe that's not enough.
Because it's covered in salt.
You don't see the actual nace. In other words, here you see maybe the water. You see the rock. This is the rock. This is the water. Maybe desolate is still not. You don't see the.
You're saying you see the salt.
No, it's
some
parts of it.
Right.
So, all right, that's the Yamamelech. I don't know if that's the city. Maybe you don't see the mamish dover of the nay still. You see the effects of it.
If you know the pasuk, you know this area was a thriving city or a growing area, and then now it's nothing.
That's true, but you could tell. You could tell, but maybe you need more than that even. Maybe you need that you see the dover that the nay, like he said, you know, you need, like you see the rock that killed the people or the water, the dover which the nay happened, you still don't have. But if you go to the salt, you see the pillar of salt. You see
the
nace
wasn't they were making the brooklyn. It's not in the fact they turned over the area. The nace said that Rome was saved. So maybe that's not
for light. You mean that's the light part of it?
Yeah, maybe that's not enough that you see the.
Yeah, well, that's for light. I'm saying even for the dynamis bracha, it could be you have to see the dover of the nace. So if you see her, you see the dover of the nace mamish. You see the place, you don't see the dover of the nes. The Meiri, however, is Makel. He says, he's saying you do, and that's Lishi Tosai, that the Meiri says that you can make the bracha if you see the place of Beis Chayrin without seeing any of those stones, because that's where the Goyim fell, or if you see the stones, either or is enough. So you see that the Meiri goes like the other, which anyways Tosis brought to Deis on it. The Meiri holds you don't need to see the thing which made the nace. It's good enough if you see the place. So Memela, that would be the Machlokes. If you see a place without seeing the actual dover of the nace, can you make the bracha? So the Meiri says you could. And we say you can't. Memela, you have to wait and see the actual pillar of salt. Now here, like you mentioned just before, Tosis himself says that even though I'm saying that you can't make Shasanisim Lavoseinu Ansancher because you don't see the dover of the nace, however, that's by a nace of the Rabbin. Like Sancherev was for the whole Klal Yisrael and so on. But what if you had a private nace? The Gemara has a few examples that people had miracles happening to them. So there, it's Mefurish that you don't need to see the dover. Because the Gemara gives example. There was a Moira going in this place, Paxadaravas, which is like a desert type of place. And he was dying of thirst. And all of a sudden, a nace happened, water came out. So every time he would go back to that desert, he used to say, Shasoli nace, even though you don't see water now. Right? So you see, you just need the place. So Tosis says clearly, he says, yeah, you have to be mechalik between a yochid and a rabbin. By the rabbin nace, like Sancheirev, you need to see the actual dover, mashenk and a yochid. So the Sharatzian writes on that, he says, but I don't understand the Savara. He says, I mean, you don't find in the Gemara, any Gemara explaining this, that there's a difference between a Yachid and a Rabbin. Why should there be a Chilik between? It seems in the Gemara, it's just a matter of it's a Yachid. The Halacha by Yachid is only you say the Bracha, no one else. The Rabbin, everyone, but that's all. Otherwise, why should there be a Chilik? So I just want to say a Pasha Pshat in the Hezber of this Shita and the Rishayim. I give a Tzushtel from another thing, from the Marshal. I use that for here. The Marshal talks about later, about five, not five, it's not Nun Zayin, three, four blot later. The Gemara has a thing that if you see the Kivshon, which they threw Hanani, Mishal, Azari into, you make a bracha of Sha'asa Neis Latzadikin. And if you see the lines then, which they threw Daniel into, then you also say a bracha, I think also Neis Latzadikin. So that's the way, that's a piece of Gemara. Now the Rambam says, if you see the kibshan, which they threw the Chanan Mishav Zari into, make the bracha. And if you see a goiv ha'arayus, you see a lion's den, you say shalson nitzal tzadikin. Zok the marshal, that loshen is davka. If you see any lion's den, in wherever you go in your tours to lion's dens, yeah, make the bracha. But by the kivshan, you got to see the one which Chanani, Mishal, Vazaya were thrown into. So the shayla, the Bach says, Adar azoy. What's pshat? So Zok the Marshal, pshat azoy. The ikur is, there's got to be a hisoyrus halev. You have to, it has to remind you of the nes. That's the ikur. So if you see a furnace, I mean, you see furnaces in many places. You're not going to get all, ooh, it reminds me of, so Memela, only if you see the one where Hanani Mishal Azariah was thrown into, yes, you'll remember the names. Vashenken, a lion's den, vifal lion's dens do people see? Lo shchichi. So Memela, anytime you see a lion's den reminds you. That's how he explains.
If you go to the zoo, you should make such a button.
I don't know, is that called lion's den?
Why not?
Artificial what?
The lion though thinks it's his den.
I'm kluge.
Yeah, he gets thrown in. The lion likes to come out.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if that's called lion's den or not. But I'll go pun him. That's how the marshal holds lemaisa. That's his. That's what he holds lemaisa.
Someone sees the results of an earthquake,
I hear, but on that itself, I don't know if there's any bracha for Adas Kerech either. I mean, it's not mentioned anyway.
Dynamis.
I make it up. Okay, well, we'll get
right.
Right. You'd only have to say dynamis, if any.
Dynamis.
Like, I hear. Okay, we'll get, yeah.
The smoke came up
Arab, over there, where the Arab show them.
Arab in the desert.
I don't understand if you saw the kikur, the way you make it dynamic according to the Miri.
Yeah.
Because the Gemara is saying if you see, its question is, oh, but seeing Lot's wife, then you should make a dynamic. You know, why are you making a...
A good bracha, Shabbat Vaidoya.
Yeah, seeing Stoma Amora, that's no question. Of course I'm going to make Dain Emes. So Dain Emes, he destroyed two cities, but...
Yeah,
there wouldn't be any question. The Gemara wouldn't have a question.
Yeah, because the question went like this. Because it said all those things, right? You saw, they had the whole list of all of them, including right. Light. And the end of the Braisa said, Al Kulam Tzarech Shayitein Shavach Vaidoya Lifnei Amok. So on that, the Gemara said... What's the good thing that happened by Eishes Light? So the Gemara said, yeah, you say Dina Emes. So then the next line of the Gemara says, V'ho Amret Shvach V'hidoya. So that makes sense. That's how the Gemara asked the Kasha. But it doesn't fit into the words of the Braisa because it included Eishes Light with all the other ones and it ends off, Al Kulan Tzarech Sheiten Shvach V'hidoya. So what's Pshat on that? So on that the Gemara said, okay, because you're also going to do a Shvach Vaidoy for Loit himself.
Right, and then Miri is learning that.
That means when you see the Kikar, you do the two of those. You say the...
So he's saying you say Dynamis on...
Yes, he says you say the Dynamis.
That's what the Gemara means, that you say Dynamis on the Kikar.
Right, on the Kikar that's you say the two saying. Things, yeah. Okay. He just says, he switches the two things to the Kikar instead of to the Pillar of Salt. Oh. Yeah, but they're both on that. Getting to the Marshal again. So you see an important klal, it switches by what's Hisoyrus Olev. That's how it goes, what you should see. I think that's the pshat in these Rishayim. If a nace happened to me, right, a guy had a nace, like he was dying of thirst in the desert, right? So when in that desert, when he'll come back to that desert, he's going to have Hisoyrus Olev. Oh yeah, I almost died here, right? So he doesn't need to see the dover. Mashenkein, if it's a thing for the rabbim, right? If I'm driving into Yerushalayim, ich trach wegen Sancheirev? Not necessarily, right? So over there, the hisoirus halev is when you see a stone which killed the dover, you know, that did it, that's misoir the lev by the rabbim. I push it a shot in why it is like that.
I wonder if the tour guides are making that bracha.
So now, the question is like this. L'chaira, isn't it clear from the Gemara to paskin this shaila? In other words, we have a machlekes in the Rishayim. And it actually, the Mishnah Berurah brings the machlekes and he says, Tzarechin, which one? L'maisa. Do you make a bracha by Sancheir or not? One is saying, yeah, make it. As long as you have the place, that's good enough. The other, Rishayim, Rabbi Yehuda, is saying, you have to see the davar which made the nes. I'll prove it straight out of the Gemara. It says, if you saw the stone which Oig wanted to throw, or if you saw the stone which Moshe Rabbeinu sat on, or you saw the stone of Al-Gavish. So you see clear as day, you need to see the davar. Or else, you don't need to see those stones. You need to see the place. So what shaila? No shaila left. So at first I couldn't figure it out. Then I read Tosis again. I finally understood what Tosis was saying. Tosis really answering it. Tosis says in the first pshat, you should make a bracha for Sancheirev. So Tosis asked the question, so why didn't the Gemara mention that? So Tosis answers, that one, everyone knows where that is. They know where Samach Yerushalayim is. So they didn't bother mentioning that one. Think about that for a minute. What is he saying? Everyone knows where that one is, so it didn't bother mentioning it. Does everyone know where the Oig one is? If they don't know where it is, so what do you mean? So what did the Tana do you any good? So you don't know where it is. Oh, you do know where it is. I mean, the whole bracha is for somebody who knows where it is. So then why does it mention that one? How do you read the words in the Tosfos? You know, it won't give you directions. That would make sense. Say, Oig stone, go to this city, go on the left. Okay, I don't know where it is. It told me where it is. It doesn't say any directions. It says, if you see Oig stone, make the bracha. So what's going on over here? So I think Poshet Taich in the Taisus is that we don't really know where on the map it happened with Oig. So we all we know is people know that they do know that's Oig stone, right? So the question is, can you rely on that? Because you according to this sheet, you don't make the bracha on the stone. You got to make the bracha on the place. Is that still where it really happened? Did it move? Did it go somewhere else? And now I'll just mention Agavurcha. So what do you mean? Did it move? It says in the Gemara that Oig picked up a thing which was as big as the whole Machne Yisrael, three parsa big. I don't think that moves too much. But the only thing is that that's not fair because the Rashba already asks. So why did it say stone? It says, if you saw the Evan, which Oig threw. What do you mean Evan? You mean the Har. So he says, you see from this that Gemara is a Moshel, or I forgot what word he uses, a Drush or something, and really it was smaller. Really was a stone. It was a big, huge stone. That's what he says. Other Achronim say, no, it was Mamish Azoi, but the reason it's a stone now is because then it crumbled. Because that's the end of the story.
On him.
So on him, right? So it's a stone today. Whatever it is, it's only a stone. So the Tana says, if you see the stone, that's the place. Yeah, that's good. Make the bracha. Or if you see the stones of Al-Gavish, right? Do I know if the stones of Al-Gavish, these hailstones or whatever they look like, are exactly where the battlefield was? So that, yes, that's the place. Or the same thing for the one with Moshe Rabbeinu who sat on a stone. Are you sure that there's still, that's good. That's where it is. So, Mamele, that's what it means. We don't know where those places are. We don't know where, we don't have any Messiah where the place is. So, therefore, the Tana had to go out of its way and say, if you see those stones, make the bracha. But the point is not the stone. The point is, you got to make the bracha because you're in the battlefield of those three battles, the fight of Amalek, the fight against what Yoshua made, and if you're in the makom of the Nais, you make the bracha according to that pshat, and for Sancheirv too. So that's what the words mean. By Sancheirv, everyone knows where to find it, so you don't, it doesn't say it. By these, it's teaching you. If you see where the stone is, that's called the place. So Mimela, okay, that's why there's no raya from the language in the Tana to either Rishon. So it comes out now that we're learning up the Braisa, and each Rishon is learning the words in a different way. This Rishon is saying what it means is literally, you make the bracha on seeing those stones. Because that's the Nes. That's the Dover Shanasa Hanes. And according to the other Pshita and Taisvis, no, you're making the bracha on the place, and the point of the Tana just is to say that these mark the place. Okay. Now, what we still have to figure out is one last thing over here. What is Pshat, according to the Rush, which is the main halacha way, that you make the bracha when it's the pillar of salt, when you see the pillar of salt? So it makes a lot of sense that you make the bracha on her, Dynamis, that's a good place. Well, what does it have to do with light? Which was really how why we said the Meir didn't like this. Right, what's light got to do with this over here? So to explain that, there is two ifanim how to explain this. One is because there's another kasha which we said from the Mishnah Berurah. Why are you making Dayan Emes on her? Why do you care so much about that light's wife dying? She's a guy. What's the whole thing? Okay, so I want to say a poshita answer. I think the answer is the Dayan Emes is not on her. It's not on her. The dynamis is that Hashem destroyed Sdoim, which was a huge calamity, and you see how much it's a huge calamity, because when it says in Nitzavim, that right, if you don't listen, Hashem's going to do Kamapecha Sdoim Va'amoyer. That was like world-shaking thing. Oh, so Pshat is that when you see the pillar of salt, what is that? That was the Yalkut Shimoni that we had earlier. That why did Hashem keep that pillar there? Zecher also lenif loisav. That people shouldn't forget that Hashem made the whole Sdaim fall over. So the Rush, as we said earlier, holds you have to see the Dover of the Nais. You got to see the actual Nais. So where do you see that Sdaim turned over today? What's left of the Nais? There. So really, the Pshat is that you're making the bracha on Sdoim. You're making the bracha on Sdoim. And Memela, light has to do with Sdoim, because when Sdoim turned over, they got killed and he got saved. You just see Sdoim in that pillar. So why not say it in Sdoim itself? We already explained that. Rush al-Shitatza, because the Rush holds that you got to see the actual Dover. So that's one derech to explain the whole thing. That the real connection of everything is back in Sdoim. That's where you all have everything really. The Dina Emes is on the whole Sdoim, and the saving of light is they got out of Sdoim, and just that the place where you see that Nais today is only by the pillar of salt. That's what you have left of it. That's one derech. But then you have the other derech of the Shaar HaTzion. No, he learns not that way. He says the bracha of Dainas is on her. And he's going to explain that the bracha for her and for him is right by the pillar. Well, so he says like this. He says that pshat is really what we're so much mitzar is from the toikef of the Midas Adin. The toikef of the Midas Adin was like this. That really, she should have also gotten saved because of the tzaddikim. Avram, Hashem remembered Avram, if she wouldn't have turned around, Shitak would have gotten saved. Because since Hashem remembered Avram, he would have remembered like with his wife. As we see that Malachim wanted her to be saved along with him. And for one thing she did wrong, she turned around, it was too much. Avram Avinu's chus couldn't do it anymore. So that shows the toikef of the Midas Adin. And that's why what we're saying Dayan HaEmes. And he still got saved and he didn't turn into salt. So then we see that Hashem does remember the tzaddik for Lot. Okay, so now here I want to explain this Sharatzin a little bit more clearly, and then we'll understand a little better what he's trying to say, and then we'll see clear what's going on. Pshat's like this. There's a big shaila, why exactly did she turn into salt? So the Sharatzin is going with Rashi in Chumash. Pshat's like this. Hashem told Lot, the Malach really was telling Lot, he told him, you don't have, you're a Rush like them. Rashi says, you have no business being saved. You know why you're being saved? For Avram, because Avram Zuchus. Don't turn around and see what's happening to them. Why? Because the rule is, when you're no better than them, right, and you should have the same thing happening to you, you can't see what's happening to them. Don't turn around, right? And she, like we said before, she felt so bad for her daughters or for her family, she did turn around, right? And once she turned around, then you can't be saved from Avraham anymore, right? So the pshat is like this. Until then, you couldn't see that Lot was getting saved from Avraham. Actually, it says in Rashi and Chumash that Hashem saved Lot because he was good. He had a mitzvah. He kept the secret, right? So you can't see yet. And I'll explain in a minute what's going on with that two things. But so the pshat is in the beginning when Lot got out, you don't know why he didn't turn into salt like everybody else. Maybe he did a mitzvah. It's true. He kept the secret. He didn't tell on Sarah in the box. But then when the Malach told her and don't turn around, and the reason, you know why? Because you're not getting saved for yourself. It's because of Avram, and if you're not saved on your own, you can't turn around. So then she turned into salt. Because the take of Midas Adin, right? That's it. And he didn't. That's where you see that he was saved from Avram. So then that's how the Mishnah Berurah learns. That's why both brachas apply right by the pillar of salt. Because that's where you see her thing. And that's what we're saying, the Baruch Dayanem is on her. And that's where you see his thing, that he was saved because of the tzaddikim. But if you would say it when you see Sdoim L'Moshal, you don't see that Hashem remembered Tzaddikim. Maybe he like got out on his own. Over there is where you see everything. That's where you see that Hashem got him out because of the Tzaddikim. Oh. Now, I'll just explain it a little further. The Taz, Taka, asks the Kasha that there seems to be a logistical stira. That in one place, Rashi says, you're really a Rasha like them, you're only getting out for Avram. And the other place, the Rashi says Hashem remembered that he didn't tell the secret, it's that he did have azchos. So I saw a very nice pshat in Chavatzelos HaSharon. You know that he's Kalbach. It's a very nice pshat. He says like this. It says in the pasuk that Hashem remembered that he didn't tell on Sarah, and therefore Vayizkor Hashem remembered that. Vayshalach es loit mitoicha hafecha. He sent Lot out from the, you know, when he turned over the city. He got him out of there before he turned over the city. So Zokter Azoy, when Hashem wanted to turn over the city, right? Besides for killing all the people with the fire and the salt and the sulfur and all that, Hashem flipped over all the cities. Like Rashi said, they were all on a rock, turned them all upside down. That means Hashem wanted to get rid of the whole Sodai. Now, if somebody's on the rock, he's in trouble. When the thing turns over, he's not in good matzav, right? Okay, but all you need to get out of that is if you have a mitzvah, Hashem will send you out before he flips it over. He's not changing his gezeira for you. He's gonna flip it over. You just don't have to be standing there right then, right? So Memele, it says here, Vayishalach es loit mitoicha afecha. He sent Lot out of there. When he was flipping over the cities, because you did a mitzvah, I'll send you out. Right? It's fine. I'm flipping it over anyways. But the problem was that even after he was out of there, every person who was a Rasha Kamoisam was supposed to be burnt down with Gofris and Melech anyway. Like her, she was out of there, right? She was on the running away with them, and she lost her zchus from Avraham, and that was it. Yeah. She got burnt up wherever she was, right? So Memela, the Malach told Lloyd like this, fine, you got out of there on your own, right? But don't think it's over, because you're supposed to burn up wherever you are anyways, because Atoy Shata Kamoisim, and on that, doing one mitzvah isn't going to do you any good, because Hashem isn't going to change the gezeir just because you did one mitzvah. For one mitzvah, you can get a zechus that you won't be there when he turns over the city. But what you're chayiv, so you better not turn around. So then she turned around, she burnt up. So, Memela, that's the pshat, why you need both things, both Rashis. One is that he ended up not being there when the thing turned over. But that only got him out of the place. But Lamaisa, his own personal chiv to get burned up, for that he needed Avraham Avinu. So Memela, that like clarifies the Mishnah Berurah all the more so. That when you see Sodom itself, that you don't say Zeichar Tzadikim over there. That wasn't because of, right? That was Masha Enkade by the pillar. You see everything. That's where you see the whole thing. Okay, so it comes out like this. We're saying two mahalchim in the Rosh's sheet. One thing is clear. In Sodom itself, no bracha, because you don't see the davar of the nes. The pillar, you do see the davar of the nes. How does that work for both of them? Either the answer is because the pillar gives you back to Sodom, and then you get both of them from Sodom, or the Mishnah Berurah's way, the pillar itself is the whole thing. That's where she got her not getting the tikkuf midas hadin on her, and where you see he was saved. And the Meiri, he holds the other way. He says, no, make the bracha by the place, because he doesn't hold it. You need to see the davar shenasanes. He says you can just see the place. He himself says that. And he holds that by the pillar, that would not be a good place. And he could hold that the reason why she got killed over there had nothing to do with that. The Pirkei Der Beleza, the Ramban brings it in Chumash. The Pirkei Der Beleza says, they told her, you can't look there because Hashem is coming himself to do it and you have no right looking at the Shekhinah. That was what war was from. So Memela, according to that, the pillar, that's no shaykhis to any of these things. So that's the wrong place to make the bracha, according to him. No, the Hashem brought that down on Sodom. But Hashem means there's Gofri Svo'esh.
People escaping from Sodom,
well, I don't follow.
She was
high. Whoever was a member of Sodom was going to get coffee and milk. So most of them got it right there. She ran away. It didn't help you. Even the outside of Sodom. He ran after her. Yeah.
First of all, they say that's Nagin. That's connected to Noah. That's Machlok is the window. Have you ever heard that word? Whether you can see through it or not. So if you hold Tumim Hayyabadari so that he was attacked, it's not like even, then it could be a window and he could watch people dying because he doesn't deserve it. But he's just as bad as them because he's just with the race. Then it's a jewel you can't see out because just like Lloyd's wife, you're not allowed to watch and you deserve it yourself.
That's,
is there somebody who talks about a mitzvah to go to where there was an ace like that Arab? Does anybody talk about
an ace to go see it?
To go? Once you're there, you make a book. It happened to be a mice. It was a place when I was a kid. Something happened.
I don't.
Is there any talk about it?
Oh yeah, there are a few mice in the Medrash that it says L'moshal Yosef when he was carrying his father to the Levaya.
Yeah.
So he stopped off, ran to the board to look in there and say bracha.
Wow.
So you see that he.
But there's no help. But there's not discussed in halacha.
In halacha, I didn't see it.
When I was a kid, it was a pool, and I won't go through the whole thing. But I was very close to drowning, and somebody who said, so it was like, for me, I never forgot that day. So I'm wondering, is there a mitzvah to go there?
Lamais, it's a mitzvah to praise Hashem. So
yeah, anyway,
you're
calling
yourself to praise Hashem. It's a good design.
I remember Rebbe once saying, by Birchas Hachama, Roy Yochama B'tuku Fosai. I can remember Rebbe bring down Paiskim that say, if you're sitting and learning, you may not have a chiyuv to go. It's if you saw.
Right.
But if you're sitting and learning, you don't.
Yeah.
Because it's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but from the Lashon, I remember everything.
Tomorrow,
Roy.
If
you see it,
you
don't have to go see it.
If you see it.